Would be really funny if they released an album called Pele, but they didn't. It was called something else. And that song was called Hospital Sports. But such concludes Mantis Cabinet. We're going to play one more song after. So the next show, which is The Rib, can start getting ready. And it says I have to announce upcoming shows. All I've got is Rah Rah Riot this Saturday. Not Prague at all, but really good. And anyway, this has been an hour of Mantis Cabinet. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed yourself. I know I did. And yeah, I will yell at you guys and talk to you guys in a week. Goodbye.
Hey, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Robin, I'm your host, and here is Syl Johnson. Start the show. Featuring one album. It's a Drip Audio album, newly released, of course. It's by the Airplane Trio, Vancouver's own. This is a trio with J.P. Carter, trumpeter, Russell Stolberg, who's double bass. He plays also saw and thumb piano, or imbira, on the record. I want to say that because I know somebody who is, you know, an aficionado on imbira and hates it when people say thumb piano. Man, they are tripped out instruments. I had sort of a little mini lesson with my roommate who had gone to her workshop and was trying to show me this thing they learned in the workshop that is very like a looping melody that has like a counterpart, you know, you play it in pairs almost. So, and what a brain warp. Those instruments aren't intuitive for me because they have little prongs that you can pluck with your thumbs, and the ones that are longer than the other prongs are not necessarily lower notes. Like, it really doesn't, it like visually doesn't make sense. Anyway, also in this trio, we have Sky Brooks, percussion, drums, and the CD actually that I have here supposed to have a DVD that accompanies it. I don't know where that is, but there's a live DVD from the Ironworks that they have here as well. Anyway, I'm going to play Lucky Looney, which is written by the bassist here, and what will I play after that? I think following that, I am going to play. I'm going to play a piece by the Hobophobes. They're a noise trio from Calgary. I really don't know a lot about them. I know that they're three people, Electospleen, Jessica McArnell, and Sarah Lynn Wilson. The track I'm going to play is called Coxa Plana. And, here's a quote from their Facebook page. I enjoyed it. Gives you a little idea. It's their loving message will fill your heart with so much joy, it will fucking explode. That's all. Anyway, we'll hear some of that. But first, here's Lucky Looney, performed by the Airplane Trio.
Thank you. News 101, right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, everyone. Before I get on with my show, I do want to let you guys know about a little bit more that's happening around here. For example, on Wednesday at noon in the music building here on campus at UBC, if you happen to be around, the Harlequin Bassoon Quartet and Vern Griffiths, who is a local percussionist, are doing a concert. Should be really good. Some Piazzolla, some John Williams, George Shearing, Stevie Wonder, Fred Stride, Rimsky-Korsakov. It's quite, Rameau. There's a lot of stuff on here. It's at the Recital Hall in the Music Building. Tickets are $5, and it's at noon on Wednesday. Also coming up is Language Noises 2, which is being held on January 29th, Saturday, at the VCC Atrium. This time it is with the Vancouver Electronics Ensemble, and they're really cool. You just walk right in, you can check it out, and it's the atrium at VCC, if you haven't seen it yet, is really neat looking. It's got, like, I don't know, four floors, and you can sort of see all floors from the middle, and people perform on all different floors. It's really cool. What else is happening? Well, the Chutzpah Festival is on now. And there's a lot of stuff going on. It's on from February 10th to the 27th. But tickets are on sale now. And there is a group from Italy coming. Klezmerata Fiorentina, playing improvised classical / authentic klezmer chamber music. We also have in that the Balkan Beatbox. Yemen Blues, Jeff Arode, which is a Canadian group, Jessica Stewart Few. It's all coming up for the Chutzpah Festival. What else is happening here? Dusty Flowerpot Cabaret is having the Hard Times Hit Parade, which actually opens in February. A little bit far from now. It's about a month from now. It should be really cool. It opens Thursday, February 4th. And it is just so crazy. Their stuff is so fun. It's just like interactive theatrics and lots of fun and just strangeness and hilarity. I know there's more. There's more. Have you guys gotten your tickets yet for the Push Festival, which is coming up in a matter of 1 or 2 weeks? So you should definitely get your tickets, because I know there are a lot of popular shows. They are selling out. probably. One last thing. Vancouver New Music is having at the Touchstone Theater in SFU Woodward's building Love Songs by Anna Sokolovic on starting on Friday, February 11th. And it's a one-lady opera, I believe. It should be interesting. And you can go to the Vancouver New Music website for more information on that. Because I am going to get on with the show now and play more from the Aeroplane Trio. Their new album is called Naranjaha. And this track is called Plastic Farm Animals. Following that, I'll be playing something by Gamelan Evolusi. Their new album is called Salukat. And they're led by a man named Gio Alit. And I don't know much about him, but I know that he was born in 1973, and he is very, very... He's been playing all his life, and now is composing for Gamelan, and he has developed his own seven-tone Gamelan, which is what you'll be hearing in this track. Also, the Salukat, which is the name of the album, is that two-word name. Salu means house, cat meaning regeneration or rebirth. So that's coming up after Aeroplane Trio. Here is Plastic Farm Animals. And I forgot to mention that track was called Mirwe Daxina di Persimpangan Jalan. Very horrible Balinese pronunciation that I have. Okay. I will also let you know about Gamelan Gita Asmara, which is actually the local gamelan here. And we've got shows coming up, so in April, I'll have to remember to let you guys know about that. Another thing, a friend of mine wanted me to let you know about something, and it is this. Virgin Radio is doing this, compress your favorite movies into a 60-second movie, and he's done Hard Boiled in 60 Seconds. And there's actually, like, so many. There's Pulp Fiction up here. And there are, like, a whole whack of others. Taxi Driver, Casablanca. So all of these. And you should go to their website and check it out. The one that I have here. It was called Hard Boiled. In 60 Seconds, he did it himself, and it's pretty cool. So, yeah. You guys should check it out. Next up, I am going to play another track by Airplane Trio. This one is called they came and took away our kittens. And I lost a kitten a year ago. Maybe it was more than a year ago now. But every time I hear kittens, I think of that kitten that I lost. Maybe they took it away too. And after that, I'm going to play a track by The Lake Vernon Drowning. New album out by this guy. It's called Man of Leisure. And who is this anyway? This is Andrew Barker's project. He's from Toronto. He's got really an interesting style. He plays so many different kinds of styles into one. He's got the cheesy guitar strumming and campfire sing-along kind of like folky thing going on. And he also has this electro dancey thing going on sometimes. He's got this like haunty noise stuff going on. It's just like all over the place. But at the same time, concise and works. I'm going to play the sixth track from that album. It's called Before the Horse. But first, here's your Airplane Trio.
Thank you. It's astonishing. All this is only 20 or 30 minutes from the heart of San Francisco. Not a human habitation in sight anywhere. I've been living out here for some months to write and to absorb an atmosphere that is different from the city, to try and find out what is the essential difference between...
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
All right, you guys. So, I just want to let you know before I put on the next track what else is playing for today. We've got News 101 at 5 and Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6. 6:30 is Sore Throat's Clapping Hands with Robert, and at... Uh, 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary, and The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. with Gavin Walker. Also, oh, not also, I mean now. Now I'm going to play for you. Luciano Berio's Sequenza for Female Voice, performed by... who? I can't... remember who this was Bye. Anyway, it's a really, 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 really cool piece for a solo female voice. I'm writing a piece right now for a solo female voice, and was listening to this earlier today, and I thought, well, you know, this is kind of a neat piece. It's probably one of the best pieces sort of in this vein. And I thought I would play it. So here it is. And if I do have time, which I probably will not, I'll put on more Airplane Trio. I really want to play this track called Crow's Nest as well. So, well, here we go. This is Luciano Berio's Sequenza for Female Voice.
Mm-hmm.